Through a window, he caught glimpses of her indistinct form, like a fish in turbid water. He stepped toward the window, its glass both reflecting light and letting it through. Then he leaned down, and through the bottom open half of the old double-hung window, he said, "I don't believe we've met." "I am who I said I was," she replied, "and that's all that matters." She threw her handbag and a thick, three-ring binder on his dining room table. He laughed to himself. He pressed three fingers against the window screen. "I don't think you're likely to be the type of person I can expect you to be." "And isn't that kind of exciting?" she called back.
That's author Andy Mozina, reading an excerpt from his new book of short stories called Quality Snacks. They're fictional stories, mostly revolving around middle-aged Midwestern men from different backgrounds as they navigate relationships and divorce. WMUK's Zinta A-Stars sat down with Mozina. During the interview, we found out that Mozina, an English professor at Kalamazoo College, had a deadly addiction to Doritos chips.
Yeah, I mean, the MSG is an addictive substance. And when I was in college, I could easily buy a bag and just sit there and eat it. And that continued far longer into adulthood than it should have. And then I realized what was happening. And they had basically, it's an addictive substance. A Dorito is an addictive product.
So you work through your addiction by writing therapy, by writing a story about Doritos?
A little bit, yeah. That was right about the time that I decided to go cold turkey. And really get off snack chips altogether. Huge turning point, Zinta, and I feel better. I feel fantastic right now.
Now you're a wonderful storyteller, Andy. In fact, as we were coming to the radio station today, you started telling a story about how you abandoned your car in the grass with the doors open and the lights blinking.
Yeah.
And we went out there and I realized you were lying through your teeth.
Yeah.
Is that what makes a good storyteller? Is that you tell a good lie?
I think so. I think hyperbole is fun and... it's very hard to take life straight, I think. And I think just to get through things moment to moment, I will just say things that are not the case. I hope always that whoever I'm with knows that I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah.
But people don't often. I do get a lot of...
You got me.
I do get a lot of blank looks. I was running late, so that was... Emotionally, that's what I did when I parked my car. I really did sort of just abandon it and run, in a sense.
There's 15 stories in this collection, and each one, which is your style, I read your previous collection too, there's a quirk, a twist, a surprise.
Okay.
Do your stories, when you start writing them, do they start with the quirk, the twist, and then you build around it, or are you writing a story and it's like, I want to give a little twist here?
I think it usually starts with the twist.
Okay.
You know, the story about Santa Claus as a baseball player, that first sentence just came to me. It was the bottom of the ninth, and Santa was down 43-1. And, you know, that's really not something you can plan. You just sort of react to it, and you try to rationalize it a little bit. So, and that's a way to kind of get out of the ordinary a little bit. I think fiction wants to blow things up or make things a little bit strange. So that's kind of how I do it. And that's actually what gets my imagination going, is something a little bit offbeat.
Yeah.
I have a lot of trouble simply looking at the life I'm leading or looking at the life other people are leading. And I see it's interesting. I get emotionally invested. I care. But somehow the writing process has to start from a different direction.
That was Kalamazoo writer Andy Mozina talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. Mozina will be reading from his short stories called Quality Snacks as part of the Michigan Notable Book Tour. The event takes place tomorrow at 5:30 at the Richland Community Library. Quality Snacks comes out in print on May 1st.